What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
On 98.5, it is a Radiothon 2021. Call now 93130985 or safely on our website 98five.com. Our current tally sitting at $25,060. And a very good morning and welcome to the studio, Sally Hewitt from Aging Gratefully. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to have you in today. You're not normally, actually you are normally on a Monday, but you're a bit later today.
I am indeed.
So it's good to have you in. We were just chatting off air and I just discovered something that I didn't know about how Aging Gratefully actually started.
Yes.
Could you just share that with us?
Of course. So it is actually born out of hope because as I'm sure you know, I know that you know and many of your listeners will know that it really evolved after the sudden death of my husband. And the healing for that really began when I leaned into gratitude. At the same time, I can still remember this beautiful friend of mine brought me, and it was only a few days actually afterwards, and she brought me this beautiful an ornament that just had the word hope written on it. And she gave it to me and she said, "We always have hope, Sally, and if we don't, then what do we have?" So I didn't know what else to bring, but this felt like the right thing to bring. And I've still got it on the top. I put it there, and I looked at it all the time. And hope is, for me, is so intertwined with being grateful because there is this grace around being grateful, that when you are in the midst of that darkness and you search for the grace, that's where you find the hope. Mm. And you search for the grace by looking for things to be grateful for. So the way it worked for me is that when I started shifting really the way that I was viewing my life, and I started to look at how I was so grateful for all the years that I had had with my husband, rather than being, you know, resentful and regretful for what I'd actually lost, there was a major shift for me. And the grace that was found in there was like this little spark. And it began as a spark, but it's something that ignites and doesn't go out, and it was always there. That's my point, I think. It was always there. It's just that I needed to actually look for it, and I found it in the grace that was wrapped up in gratitude. Mm. So that really got me thinking and feeling around how it could really impact people's lives. And because I work in the skin industry and I spend a lot of time with women, I hear the voices. I hear the voices of, you know, who wants to grow older. And I would think, well, you know, my husband would. He would love to be growing older with me, watching his children grow up. And that's really how it all started to formulate the thing about shifting the way we view aging. Then it became specific about aging because the older we are, the longer our life. And in fact, it's growing older is actually the privilege of a longer life. So leaning into that and finding that spark of hope in there, and the more that you actually look into it and you lean into it, the brighter it starts shining. And I have actually found for me, hope is almost, well, it is, it's sustained optimism. Because even when you're feeling really low, when you can find that little spark, it's there. It's there and it hasn't gone out. It's the light in the darkness that actually hasn't gone out. That's where your grace is. It's just amazing.
Well, I could just sit back and just keep keep listening to you. That's amazing, hearing that how it all started.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you a couple of questions, but we'll take a break. We'll come back and you okay to hang around for a bit longer?
Yes, absolutely.
We'll take a break and we'll come back and chat some more. You are on 98.5. This is Radiothon 2021. Give us a call right now, 9313 0985, or head online to our safe and secure website, 98five.com, and anything of $2 and over is tax deductible. You're on 98.5. This is Radiothon 2021. Give us a call on 9313 0985, or head online to our website, 98five.com. Sally Hewitt from Ageing Gratefully is with me in the studio. We're nearly out of time. We could just keep talking for hours, couldn't we, Sally? You were talking, it was interesting hearing about how Ageing Gratefully started. It all started with hope.
Yes.
Our theme this year is hope all day, every day. Is that something that you look to every day as you talk about hope?
Definitely. And I think it's really important to, I looked this up and this has really stayed with me. The archaic meaning for hope is trust. So when you think about hope being that trust in God, and like I was saying before, when you're leaning into gratitude and there is so much grace in there, it's all tied up, and that's why it gives such a sustained optimism for me personally. And honestly, anybody that really looks at it like that, every day there's always that sustained optimism, no matter what it is you're going through. When you think about hope being that trust, and you know, the Bible talks about hope being the anchor for the soul. And when you think about what an anchor does, you know, when the boat is on calm waters and the weather is beautiful, it doesn't necessarily need the anchor. The anchor's still there, but they don't necessarily need to throw it overboard. But when the weather's rough and it's stormy and the water's really, really choppy, they have to throw the anchor out. Otherwise, they'd be capsizing and going all over the place. That's what hope's like, I think, because hope and trust are one. And it's always there because God is always there. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. It is just up to us whether we, you know, find that, find the light in the darkness and use it and lean into it.
So good. Love your inspiration as we chat every fortnight on a Monday.
That's
Sally,
great.
Before you go, what would you say? We love all of our guests coming in and sharing all of their expertise, and you are no different. You come and share so much and inspire so many. What would you say to someone listening today that's thinking about donating and supporting what we do here at 98.5?
Donate, because it's so important. I hear so many people talk about the hope that they gain from listening to everybody on the radio station, and you as a radio station are stable. You know, we've been through all this unsettling times and we're still in the middle of it, and yet you remain stable, there, the voices, giving the inspiration, giving the advice and education that's when it's needed. I mean, you're covering it all, and then of course we have all the beautiful music. So we need to keep you here.
So good, Sally.
Keep you going.
Sally, we appreciate you coming in. It's
Thank
so good. We'll catch up maybe next, is it next week?
I think it's Monday morning again. I appreciate that.
We shall continue our conversation on Monday. The lines are open. 9313 0985 is the telephone number. Give us a call or head online to our website, 98five.com. And a reminder, anything of $2 or more is tax deductible.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.